Patient's name is Carla Sanchez. First name is C-A-R-L-A. Last name S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Date of birth is 11/16/2001. Date of service 2/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 20-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of bumps that she noticed on her vagina approximately 1 month ago. Patient states that she does shave, so she was not sure if it's an ingrown hair, but she also is a little concerned because her husband does travel for work, and she is not sure if he is completely monogamous. Patient has no known drug allergies, current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 112 over 67, heart rate 82, respiratory rate 18, temp 98.2, O2 set 96, and she weighs 126 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin is warm, dry. She does have a very small, about a quarter of a centimeter lesion on her left labial lip. That does appear to be open like a sore. And then her second lesion is on her inner right labia that is not open and just has a very, very minimal swelling but no redness. Assessment and plan number one. Vaginal lesion, rule out HSV-2. Number two, HSV-1. Patient will have blood work drawn to check for HIV, HSV-1, HSV-2, and then she will do a urinalysis today so we can also check for chlamydia, gonorrhea. We will call the patient back with those results. At this time, I do not think it's necessary that we prescribe her any medications, but if her results come back positive, then we will address it at that time. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Patient has thoroughly denied any pelvic pain or discharge. She does agree with this clinic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.